सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ
विवेकचूडामणि पेज नंबर 22 वर्स नंबर 59 सॉरी पेज नंबर 21 59th श्लोक।
अविज्ञाते परे तत्वे शास्त्राधीतिस्तु निष्फला विज्ञाते परे तत्वे विज्ञाते पिपि परे तत्वे विज्ञाते पिपरे तत्वे शास्त्राधीतिस्तु निष्फला शब्दजालं महारण्यम् चित्तभ्रमणकारणम् अतः प्रयत्नात् ज्ञातव्यम् तत्त्वज्ञैस्तत्त्वमात्मनः
शंकराचार्य talking about the importance of Atma Jnanam, the importance of self-knowledge. Avijnate Pare Tattve. If I do not know that Para Tattva means Supreme Self, there is no use of Shastra. Shastra Nishphala Bhavati. A person who do not know the Brahman as his real nature or her real nature, that Shastra is useless. Because Shastra is a means to get that Jnanam, the Sadhyam, that I am Brahman is the goal. Once that goal, the purpose, if I have not attained, what is the use of studying Shastra? Nishphala Bhavati. And Shankaracharya tells another point, once you attain that Brahman, if you get Jnanam, the purpose is served, then also the Shastra Nishphala Bhavati. The negative way presentation, first of all. This is positive way presentation. Once you have attained that Atma Jnanam through Shastra, adhikapra, there is no need of Shastra. Shastra will not give no more prayojanam to you because you have got that prayojanam, phalam. So therefore, for that person also, Shastra is nishphalam. So for both of them, it is nishphalam. The person who has not understood, for that person also, Shastra is useless. For a person who understands that he is Brahman or she is Brahman, for that person also Shastra is useless. No more study. Next sloka, Shankaracharya tells,
The Shastra is like a Maha Aranyam, it is a ocean.
Aranyam and ocean, they are all vast in nature. Very vast. Ananta Shastram ani solva. Ananta Shastram means endless in artham.
Yasya antaha na vidyate. That is called Ananta.
Shastram is endless. Ananta Shastram Bahuveditavyam. Kattike vendiyathu nariya irukku. Bahuveditavyam. Alpascha kalaha. The time is very short. Yeah, very short. No? Even if you start at the age of 12 years, also it is not sufficient. What to talk if you start at the 50th year, 60th year? No? Mostly the middle age, 30, 25 group, if they come also, they are not regular. First thing. Because of responsibilities. So those who are regular are almost retired because they don't have responsibilities, but they come. So that is what is the rest of the time, half of the time only, lifespan. Because half of the lifespan is over. Alpascha kalaha adikulla bhavascha vignaha. There are so many obstacles not allowing us to study Shastra. Bhavascha vignaha. Therefore, Maharanyam is Shabda Jalam. Jalam means what? Like a magic madre. Jalam is a net. Once you spread the net, it binds the person. That is called Jalam. A Jalam is a net, just as the fisherman binds that fish in that net. Similarly, this Shabdam Jalam is also binds the person. That is Jalam. Another beauty is that Shabdam alone gives Mahavakya, gives Moksha. So we have to understand very carefully. Use it how much it required. If you go deep more than that, Jalam, it is big Jalam. Another intellectual trip. You waste your time and you will forget the tatparya. The essence is what purpose I am studying Shastra, anade, we will forget. Many people are forgetting. There are people enter into Shastra, studying. And why I am studying, anade, they will forget. So Shabda Jalam, Maharanyam, not only that, Chitta Brahmana Karanam. Brahma means confusion, delusion. Chitta means mind. This Shabda Jalam is capable of confusing your mind. Karanam bhavati means it becomes the cause for the delusion of your mind. If you do not have a proper guru. There is a joke. One teacher asked the student, what is the difference between Yadartham and Brahman? Yadartham and real. Brahman unreal. The teacher asked the student, what is the difference between unreal and real? Yadartham means real. Yadartham and Brahma. The student tells, oh teacher, you are teaching in the class is Yadartham. You are teaching in the class is Yadartham, real. But you are thinking that I am understanding is Brahma. That you are thinking I am listening is unreal. That you are teaching is real, but I am listening is unreal. That is the difference between Yadartham and Brahman. You are all listening. I just joke, I am telling. So chitta brahmana karanam, brahma, it confuses the person. Ataha, therefore, since this shastra, which is a means, a sadhanam to get moksha, the same shastra is an obstacle if I do not know how to handle that shastra. That's why guru is important. Ataha, therefore, prayatnat, with full effort, prayatnat, with full effort, jnatavyam, one should know, jnatavyam, one should know, what? Atmanaha tattvam, the nature of Atma. Atmanaha means nature, self, one's own nature. Tattvam means Atma Swarupam. Atmanaha tattvam means one's own real nature. Atmanaha means one's own. Tattvam means real nature. One's own real nature is called Atmanaha tattvam. And what Shankaracharya says, how you should know that Atmanaha tattvam? Tattvajnaihi. Tattvajnaihi means through Srotriya Brahmanishtha Guru. Tattvajnaihi means the people who have already understood, who has got already this jnana. Atmanaha tattvam yaha janati, already, who knows, who has studied from a guru and understood, that is called tattvajnaihi, by the wise people, from the wise people. You have to jnatavyam, you should know. Appa enna artham? Don't read yourself, don't do self-study. Until I get that jnanam, I have to approach a guru. Next, up to here we saw in the last class. Next shloka we will read. Shloka number 61.
Ajnana sarpadashtasya. Brahma Jnana Oshadham Vinam Kimu Vedaischa Shastraischa Kimu Mantrai Kimu Oshadhai.
Beautiful sloka. These are all very, very beautiful slokas with good examples. Shankaracharya writes, sarpadashtasya means a person who is bitten by the snake. Sarpa means a snake. Dashta means what? Bitten by. Pambu kaat, edhu chollu, pambu kaat nu solluvom telugula, pambu kaat nu solluvom tamil la enna solluvom? Pam pidikal. So dashta means adartha. So sarpadashtana. What this is comparing? Ajnana sarpadashta. Ajnana means ajnana is compared to a
ajnana sarpadashtasyana.
Here the sarpa, the snake, is compared to the ajnanam. Ajnana and snake are synonyms here. Symbolically is comparing. Ajnana sarpa means snake of ignorance. Biting indicates affliction. Just as the snake bite afflicts the person, similarly this ajnana, ignorance, also afflicts the person. Once the snake bites the person, lot of changes comes in the body. We know that. Similarly, this ignorance, it afflicts. What are the changes comes in this person? I am a limited. I don't know this. I have all these limitations. Kurai. Ellame kurai da. Enak adilliye, idilliye, adilliye, idilliye. Edo oru kurai. In the madri afflictions, insecurity, always or fear, bhayam, ennahumo, nalaiki ennahumo, very constant potential fear. What is going to happen, my children? They do not know anything. Parents always think like that only. எனக்கு குழந்தைக்கு இன்னும் தெரியாது, சின்ன குழந்தை மாதிரி தான், 40 வருஷம் வந்தாச்சு குழந்தைக்கு. These are all mental agonies. Even this person already 65, 70, in the things that 40-year son as a child, it was affliction. This also gives one type of agony in the mind about this body. Who is going to take care of me in my old age? Second son, third son, or first son? அப்படி ஒரே சன்ன இருந்தால் அவன் எங்கே அப்ராடு போகிறானோ, நான் என்னோட கதி என்ன, ஏதோ ஒரு ப்ராப்ளம். ஸோ திஸ் ஆர் ஆல் அஃப்ளிக்ஷன்ஸ். சம்சார சர்ப்பதஷ்டஸ்யன். இப்போ சர்ப்பதஷ்டம்னு, இஃப் த ஸ்னேக் பைட்ஸ் த பர்சன், யூ ஹாவ் டு கிவ் ஆன்டி வினம், அந்த பாய்சன். ஸோ யூ ஹாவ் டு கிவ் ஆன்டி வினம். தட் இஸ் த ஓன்லி மெடிசின் ஃபார் தட். இம்மீடியட்லி வெயிட் பண்ணக்கூடாது. So therefore, the anti-venom is the only solution. Similarly, this for ignorance, what is medicine? Brahma-jnanam only is the medicine. Anti-venom is Brahma-jnanam. For ajnanatthike, the poisonous ajnana can be removed by Brahma-jnana anti-venom. Samsara poison entered into me when, theriyadu, by birth itself it has started. Therefore Brahma Jnana anti venom has to be injected. Who will inject? The guru will inject. Guru will inject that shastra, then the medicine goes and works in the mind, intellect. The anti venom shastra mahavakya works and gives Brahma Jnanam. So therefore, Brahma Jnanam has to be injected. Brahma Jnana Aushadham. Aushadham. Vina, without Brahma Jnanam, Aushadham, how can this Ajnana can be removed? Only Brahma Jnanam can remove that. Shankaracharya comparing this samsara problem with a snake bite. பாருங்க இன்னும் எவ்வளவு டேஞ்சரஸ்னு அர்த்தம். வை சங்கராச்சாரியா டுக் திஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள் என்ன, தட் மச் பாய்சனஸ் அனு புரிஞ்சுக்கிறதுக்காக. கிமு வேதைஷ்ட சாஸ்திரைஷ்ட, திஸ் வேத பட்டணம், இந்த ருக்வேதா, யஜுர்வேதா, சாமவேதா அழகாக பாராயணம் பண்ணி, கணாபாட்டி மகாதே, ஆல் பண்டிதாஸ், கிரேட் பண்டிதாஸ் கோன் சாண்டிங் வேத மந்திராஸ், ரிக்வேதாதி படனம், அண்ட் சாஸ்திரைஷ்ட, அதர் சாஸ்திராஸ் ஆர் தேர், வியாக்கரணம், மீமாம்சா, ஜோதிஷம், கல்பம், ஆல் தீஸ் சிக்ஷா இஸ் வியாக்கரணம் என்றால் சாஸ்திரம், வியாக்கரண சாஸ்திரம், மீமாம்சா சாஸ்திரம், தர்க்கசாஸ்திரம். இந்த சாஸ்திரம் எல்லாம் ஈஸ் இட் யூஸ்ஃபுல்? நோ. திஸ் பிரம்மஜான ஔஷதம் வினா, this just chanting the Vedas, knowing the Vedas and knowing their shakhas, branches and their ancillaries, no, this Vyakaranam, Mimamsa, Shastram inda, without Brahma Jnanam they don't help us. Not only that, kimu mantraihi kimu aushadaihi, kimu mantraihi, other mantras. A person want to come out of samsara, the paambu kaatka apparam, the snake bite apparam ukkaandhu na mantram padikaren. If you chant mantra Om Namo Narayanaya, the poison will not go. By mantra it will not go. Similarly, even this ajnanam also, by chanting only mantra japa. Daily I am doing 108 Gayatri mantra. எனக்கு என்ன வேணும்? ஒன்றும் அவசியம் இல்லை. குரு வேண்டாம், ஒன்றும் வேண்டாம். காயத்ரி மாதா வில் டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் மீ என்ன. ஏ, காயத்ரி மாதா வில் ரிஃபைன் யுவர் மைண்ட், பட் காயத்ரி மாதா கேனாட் ரிமூவ் யுவர் அஜ்ஞானம். Understand, any mantra, if you take from a guru, mantra diksha gurus are there, they may give diksha to you, and the mantra japam panna, in the ajnanam poma, the ajnana caused insecurity poma, pohad. The ajnana is because of your own wrong notions, therefore it can be removed only by right notions, not mantra. Never take that. Similarly, kim aushadaihi, This samsara problem, ajnana, cannot be removed by any aushadha. Sanjeevini aushadham. If I drink Sanjeevini aushadham, no, people want, some people are there, they go on drinking herbal. No? I can live 200 years without old age, without death. No? That is unintelligent method. Understand, this body is to decay one day or other. Try to own up Atma Swarupam. Say to yourself, I am not this body. Whether it is there or not, doesn't matter. Andha jnanam varanum. Aushadham will never remove your ajnanam. Samsara karana, this badha, this pain can never remove by any mantra or Veda or any shastra or any aushadham. It can never be removed. That's why vyadhi, when a person gets a vyadhi, so he is, has to go to doctor and take medicine. Sharirak vyadhi comes, he has to take medicine. No, I do extra mantras today, Japan. Extra japa panna innu konja temperature jaasti aayidu. So intelligent method enna pannano andha time ku pannano illaya, like that Shankaracharya says. The next sloka we have to read, sloka number 62.
Nagacchati vinapanam vyadhirausadha vina parokshanubhavam brahma shabdaina muchyate.
Another beautiful sloka. Very simple. See, Shankaracharya writes very simple way. If I have headache, I have to take the tablet. Instead of taking tablet, suppose, for example, crocin. Instead of taking tablet inside and sitting like this without taking, if I say crocin, 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 can I remove my headache? It cannot remove. So the vyadhi will go away by taking, by consuming the medicine, not by uttering the tablet's name. Go on telling the tablet's name, medicine name. Will it remove your disease? Never. Similarly, just as the vyadhi, the disease is not removed by utterance of the medicine's name, similarly, Shankaracharya says, Nagacchati vina panam. Panam means taking, consuming. Vina, without taking the medicine, vyadhihi nagacchati. Vyadhi means the disease, nagacchati, will not go. Aushadha shabdataha, just aushadham per. Shabdataha, vayala vandha andha per chonnale povumana? Pohadhu. Try panni paarunga. Edhukku medicine katsu? Appadi almarala vechittu paathute per solitte irunga. But I have to consume. Similarly, vina aparokshanubhavam brahma shabdaihi na muchyate. Without direct knowledge, aparoksha jnana means what? I am Brahman, another direct knowledge varanu. It is a fact for me. I am Atma Swarupam, all pervading Atma Swarupam, the consciousness pervading in this whole body. This body is matter, this mind is matter. Because of that chaitanyam, me alone, this body is able to function. This body is alive. This is brahmajnanam. Vina brahmajnanam, without this brahmajnanam, aparokshajnanam idu. Direct knowledge. Yaru vandhi shollano? This is matter, this is a fact. Aparokshajnanam, direct knowledge. I have not get this knowledge indirectly. Shastra has given me direct knowledge. Without this knowledge, suppose I say, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Shabdam. சும்மா சப்தம் சொல்லிட்டே இருந்தேன்னு என்ன பிரயோஜனம்? குரு சார் தத்துவமசி தத்துவமசி தத்துவமசின்னு நான் என்ன சொல்கிறேன்? அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி. தட் இஸ் வை மெனி பீப்புள் தெர் ஆர் பீப்புள் சோகம் பிரம்மா சோகம் பிரம்மா சோகம் பிரம்மா தே ஆர் கோன் டெல்லிங் சஹ அகம் பிரம்ம தட் பிரம்மன் ஐ ஆம் சோகம் பிரம்மா சோகம் பிரம்மா சோகம் பிரம்மா சோகம் பிரம்மா ஆயிடும். ஸோ ஹவு கேன் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் சஹா பிரம்மன் அகமஸ்மி இது ஹவு கேன் யூ நோ பை ஜஸ்ட் சப்தா கேன் யூ நோ? தேர் ஆர் டீச்சர்ஸ் கிவிங் திஸ் மந்த்ரா டு த ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஒன்றும் தெரியாது. தே ஹவ் நெவர் ஸ்டடிட் சாஸ்திரா. சோகம் 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 சொல்லிகிட்டே இருப்பான். ஒரு நாளுக்காவது நான் பிரம்மன் ஆயிடுவேன். தட்ஸ் வை சங்கராச்சாரியா டெல்லிங் தேர் ஆர் பீப்புள் டெல்லிங் கண்டினியூஸ்லி சோகம் சோகம் சோகம். இஃப் யூ கோ ஆன் டெல்லிங் ரிப்பீட்டிங் ஒன் டே யூ கெட் தட் பிரம்ம ஜானம். தேர் ஆர் பீப்புள் சங்கராச்சாரியா நோ தட் தீஸ் பீப்புள் ஆர் டூயிங் தட் டைப் ஆஃப் பிராக்டிஸ். பிரம்ம சப்தைஹி ந முச்சதே. பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேடிங். பிரம்மன் இஸ் நிர்குணம் நிராகாரம் நிரஞ்சனம் நிரவயம். அழகாக இருக்க கேட்கறதுக்கு. அசப்தம் அஸ்பர்ஷம் அரூபம் என்னமா பிரம்மன் வட்டு பிரம்மன். ஆஹா இந்த சப்தம் வில் நெவர் ரிமூவ் யுவர் அஜ்ஞானா அபரோக்ஷ ஜானம் தட் பிரம்மன் ஐ ஆம் என்னது அந்த டைரக்டா நான் ஐ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஓன் அப் ஐ ஹாவ் டு ஓன் அப் ஜஸ்ட் பை சப்தா ஹோல் முண்டகோபனிஷத் ஃப்ரம் த பிகினிங் டு டில் எண்ட் ஸ்லோகாஸ் மந்த்ராஸ் எல்லாம் பை ஹார்ட். பகவத்கீதா 750 ஸ்லோகாஸ் பை ஹார்ட். எல்லாம் உபனிஷத்து பை ஹார்ட்னா இன்னும் பாக்கி இல்லை. தட்ஸ் வை சின்மயானந்தர் சேஸ் ஐ ஹவ் கான் த்ரூ ஆல் உபனிஷத்ஸ்ன்னு சொன்ன சின்மயானந்த ஆஸ் இட் சீம்ஸ் ஹவு மெனி உபனிஷத்ஸ் ஹவ் கான் த்ரூ யூ என்ன. ஐ ஹவ் கான் த்ரூ ஆல் உபனிஷத் மீன்ஸ் நான் நிறைய படிச்சிருக்கேன். எல்லா உபனிஷத்து தெரியும் எனக்கு என்னென்ன சொல்லியிருக்கேன்னு தெரியும் அதில். பட் அதில் இருக்கிற தாத்பரியம் அந்த மீனிங் எத்தனை உபனிஷத்து உனக்கு உள்ளே போயிருக்கேன்னு அர்த்தம். அதுதான் டவுட்ஃபுல்லு. அஜ்ஞானம் அப்படியே இருக்கேன். எனக்கு தெரியும் சுவாமினி ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன் பட் மை ஒய்ஃபுக்கு தான் புரியல. அது மாதிரி ஒன் ஹஸ்பண்ட் இஸ் சிங்கிங் அச்சமில்லை அச்சமில்லை அச்சமென்பது இல்லையே என்ன. ஐ ஹவ் நோ ஃபியர் ஐ ஹவ் நோ ஃபியர் அண்ட் ஹீ சிங்கிங் தென் பாரியா ஒய்ஃபு கேம் யாருக்கு என்ன. அப்புறம் ஹஸ்பண்ட் சேஸ் பாரதி யாருக்கு இட் டெல்ஸ் இட் இஸ் ஃபியர்லெஸ்னஸ் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் பாரதியார் நாட் ஃபார் திஸ் பர்சன். என்ன என்ன அர்த்தம்? அச்சமில்லை அச்சமில்லை எனக்கு பயம் இல்லை பயம் இல்லைன்னு பாடுறாரே தவிர ஹீ இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் ஹேவிங் ஃபியர் அபவுட் ஹீஸ் ஒய்ஃப் ஓன்லி. அது மாதிரி வி ஆல்வேஸ் கோ ஆன் டெல்லிங் ஆஹா நமக்கு இந்த சுவாமினி மாதிரி டீச்சர் வி ஹவ் காட் என்ன புண்ணியம் பண்ணியிருக்கோம். வி ஆர் சோ ஃபார்ச்சுனேட் அண்ட் வி ஹவ் ஆல்ரெடி கம்ப்ளீட்டட் 15 சாப்டர்ஸ் வி ஆர் என்டரிங் 16th சாப்டர் அண்ட் வி ஆர் டூயிங் ஆல்ரெடி 6 உபனிஷட்ஸ் 5 கம்ப்ளீட்டட் நவ் வி ஆர் சோ ஃபார்ச்சுனேட் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன் கோ ஆன் டெல்லிங் அண்ட் ப்ரைசிங் த குரு ஆல்சோ ஒன்ஸ் இன் எ வைல் ஐ ஆம் சிஷ்யா ஆஃப் சோ அண்ட் சோ சுவாமினி குரு. வாட் டிரான்ஸ்ஃபார்மேஷன் யூ ஹவ் காட் இன் யுவர் மைண்ட் that is only countable here. How much I have studied, from whom I am studying are all secondary. The primary is how much transformation I have got in my notions, in my concept. Am I free from wrong notions? Am I free from this deha vasana? Am I free from this loka vasana? Am I free from this shastra vasana? Question yourself. Therefore வினா அபரோக்ஷ ஜான அனுபவம் பிரம்மசப்தைஹி ந முச்சதே. பை ஜஸ்ட் சேயிங் பிரம்மன் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன் வில் நெவர் கிவ் முக்தி. இட் வில் நாட் ஃப்ரீ யூ. யூ கெனாட் கெட் லிபரேஷன். த லிபரேஷன் இஸ் பாசிபிள் ஓன்லி பை டைரக்ட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா வி வில் ரீட். ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் எவ்ரி டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஆஃப் த உபனிஷத் is the description of my real nature. அப்படி இருக்கணும். ஸோ உபனிஷத்து எதை சொல்கிறது பார்ப்போம். நினைக்கக்கூடாது. உபனிஷத்தில் எவ்ரி டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஈஸ் மை டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன், மை ஆத்மஸ்வரூப டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் ஓன்லி உபனிஷத் இஸ் டாக்கிங். ஸோ தேர் ஃபார் வென் எவர் உபனிஷத் சேஸ் யூ ஆர் அம்ருதா, யூ ஆர் நித்யா, யூ ஆர் சுத்தா, யூ ஆர் முக்தான்னு வென் எவர் உபனிஷத் சேஸ், உபனிஷத் இஸ் அட்ரஸிங் மீ தி ஆத்மா. அப்படி இருக்கணும். பாவம் ஏதோ உபனிஷத்து சொல்கிறது, குரு ஆல்சோ டெல்லிங், எனக்கு எத்தனை ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் இருக்கு, நம்ம நினச்சிட்டே இருந்தால் என்ன பிரயோஜனம்? பிரயோஜனம் கிடையாது. ஸோ தேர் ஃபோர் தோஸ் ஃபேக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ட்ரூ டு மை செல்ஃப். அண்ட் செகண்ட் திங், தோஸ் ஃபேக்ட்ஸ் சிங்க் இன் டு மை பர்சனாலிட்டி. தோஸ் ஃபேக்ட்ஸ் மஸ்ட் சிங்க் இன் டு மை பர்சனாலிட்டி, then only it is useful. They are facts and they are all talking about me only. Me means what? Me OC or RC? OC. RC enna avladha OC enna namma solra OC kediyadhu, original consciousness, not reflected consciousness. That descriptions are not about the body. Those descriptions are not about the mind. All those descriptions are about me, the consciousness, awareness, Satchit Swarupam, Atma Swarupam. They must sink into my personality. Next sloka we will read.
Akritva Drishya Vilayam. அஜ்ஞாத்வா தத்வமாத்மனம் ப்ரஹ்ம சப்தைஹ் குதோ முக்திஹ் உக்தி மாத்ர ஃபலை நிருணாம். திருஷ்ய விலயம் அகிருத்வா மீன்ஸ், திருஷ்யம் மீன்ஸ் த வேர்ல்ட், எக்ஸ்டர்னல் வேர்ல்ட் ஆஸ் வெல் ஆஸ் இன்டர்னல் வேர்ல்ட். திருஷ்யம் மீன்ஸ் வாட் எவர் ஐ சீ இஸ் கால்ட் திருஷ்யம். ஐ ஆம் சீயிங் த வேர்ல்ட், ஆல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் சீயிங் திருஷ்யம். நாட் ஓன்லி தட், இன்டர்னல் ஈவன் ஐ எம் சீயிங் மை பாடி, இட் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் திருஷ்யம், அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். ஐ எம் சீயிங் மை மைண்ட் ஆல்சோ, இன்டர்னல் வேர்ல்ட். ஐ எம் சீயிங் மை சேட் மைண்ட், ஹாப்பி மைண்ட், கில்ட்டி மைண்ட், லவ்விங் மைண்ட், கம்பேஷனேட் மைண்ட், ஹேட்ரட் மைண்ட், எல்லாமே ஐ எம் சீயிங். That is internal world. So drushya vilayam means, layam means dissolution, vilayam means visheshena layam, totally making this drushya prapancham and antarika prapancham and bahya prapancham I have to make falsified. Dissolution means what? Falsify. Vilayam akritva, without making. Kritva means by making. Akritva means not making this external world and internal world false, or without doing the resolution of this external world and internal world as anatma. Adi pannamale akritva, without doing that. That means jagat mithyatva nischayaha anartham. Making the whole anatma, the whole world is anatma, mithya. Mithyatva nischayaham, nischayaha akritva, without doing that. Not only that, atma tattva, atmanaha tattvam ajnatva. Not knowing the Atmanaha Tatmam, one's own real nature, that is Brahman
సత్యం నిశ్చయం. సో జగన్మిథ్యాత్వ నిశ్చయ బ్రహ్మ సత్యత్వ నిశ్చయ. జగన్మిథ్యా బ్రహ్మ సత్యం జగన్మిథ్యా. అది దాట్ ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ లైన్కి శంకరాచార్య పుట్టింగ్ ఇన్ దట్ వే. బ్రహ్మ సత్యం మీన్స్ ఆత్మన తత్వం అజ్ఞాత్వాన్. బ్రహ్మ సత్యం ఇది అజ్ఞాత్వా. నాట్ నోయింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ అలోన్ ఈజ్ సబ్స్ట్రాటం. ద ట్రూత్ అని తెలియామలే అజ్ఞాత్వా. నాట్ నోయింగ్ జ్ఞాత్వా మీన్స్ నోయింగ్, అజ్ఞాత్వా మీన్స్ నాట్ నోయింగ్. ఆత్మన తత్వం మీన్స్ వాట్? సర్వం బ్రహ్మమయం ఇది అజ్ఞాత్వా. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మన్ అలోన్ ఇన్ దిస్ క్రియేషన్. నాట్ నోయింగ్ దిస్ అండ్ నాట్ మేకింగ్ దస్ జగత్ అండ్ దిస్ బాడీ మైండ్ యాజ్ అనాత్మ వితౌట్ డూయింగ్ దిస్. ఏదే బ్రహ్మసత్యం జగన్మిథ్యా ఇది పన్నామలే. బ్రహ్మశబ్దై కుతః ముక్తి. బ్రహ్మశబ్దం మూలమ జస్ట్ టెల్లింగ్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ నేమ్, బ్రహ్మన్ 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 భ్రమమే ఉందడు లేదా భ్రమ వెల్కమ్. వితౌట్ మేకింగ్ దిస్ జగత్ యాజ్ మిథ్యా అనాత్మ అండ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ సత్యం ఓన్లీ సత్య వస్తు, వితౌట్ మేకింగ్ దిస్ ఫస్ట్ బై జస్ట్ సేయింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ 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 కుతః ముక్తి. ఎంగే ఇందుదా మోక్షం వరపోరది ఉనకు. ఇంద వాట్ స్వామిని జగం ఎలా తెలియరదే, రొమ్మ రియలా తెలియరదే అని కొంచెం నాళ్ళు పడి శాస్త్రం అని అర్థం. శాస్త్ర టెల్స్ దిస్ హోల్ జగత్ ఈజ్ అన్ రియల్ అని. That means there is something wrong in my understanding. I am seeing the world as real, tangible in front of me. There is some Himalayan, no, wrong notion, Himalayan blunder I am doing. But what am I seeing tangible? It is real in front of me. In the book of Shastra, in the Sunday class, Jagat is unreal. Therefore, whether I have to give up this Shastra, I have to stand on my own conviction. Whatever I am seeing is real. Either if I have Shraddha on Shastra, if I have respect on Shastra, I have to question my understanding. There is something wrong in my understanding. This tangible world, even though it is appearing in front of me, I am thinking it is real, but Shastra tells it is mithya. Therefore, the correction is required in my notion. Correction is required. Notional correction is required. Brahma shabdaihi kutaha muktihi ukti matra phalaihi nrinam. Ukti matram means sabda. Ukti means logic. Just by logic. Ukti means logic. Rational thinking. Without Shastra help, I go on asking. The scientists are all like that. Only ukti, they use logic. Just by logic you can never get Brahma Jnana. Ukti matrai means Shastra rahita ukti in artham. Without Shastra support, if I take only ukti, logic, that will not help. Ukti matrai means the logic which is not backed by the Shastra. Adha matraihi anartham. The logic which is not backed by or not supported by the Shastra, such ukti, that logic will not give phalam. For whom? Nrinam. For human beings. Adha ukti matra phalaihi nrinam. And the ukti matra, the logic, whatever you get the benefit, that phalam will not give moksha. Next shloka. So what I have to understand, the whole world is vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyaha. The whole world is only on my tongue, nama rupa. That is the only world. There is no world other than nama rupa. That is Chandogya Upanishad says. This ghatam, whenever they see part, there is no real part, only nama rupa. this desk in front of you, Shastra tells it is mithya. It is mithya, unreal. Swamini, it is real only, no? Four legs are there, you are using also. It is real in front of you, how can you say unreal? We say it is nama rupa, desk is nama rupa only, but substantially it is wood only, there is no desk at all. What is its substance? Wood. What am I touching? Wood alone I am touching. So therefore, what is there really? Wood alone. For that wood alone, a different shape, for a different purpose, different name we have given, nama rupa. So what is satya midla? Wood alone. So nama rupa is unreal. Vikaram. Wood node vikaram dhani desk. Vikaram means modification. The modification of the wood alone is desk. And the modification kada in the nama rupa we have given. So nama rupa vikara is unreal. And the nama rupa vikara is, on what it is depending is real. The nama, desk nama, name, and desk rupa, the form, depending on what, tell me? Wood. So there is no desk other than wood. So for a desk, irkanam anna enna irkanam? Wood irkanam. So the desk is depending on the wood. Desk is depending on the wood. Similarly, the whole jagat is nama rupa. This body, mind, everything nama rupa depending on Brahman. So therefore what I have to say? Brahma satyam. Jagat nama rupa. It is included. What about this? Jagat nama rupa. What about you? Nama rupa. Rupan theriyarade? Namam theriyarade. Namam and hindu namam kadayadu. Per. Nama is there. Rupa is there temporary. Depending on what? Tell me now. Brahman. So just as this desk nama rupa depending on the wood, this body form and name and the whole jagat nama rupa depending on Brahman. Appadi solano adha gnanam. Next shloka.
Akritva shatru samharam. Agatvakhilabhushriyam. Rajahamiti shabdan shabdat. Rajahamiti shabdat. No raja bhavitu marhati.
So, any shabda, shastra shabda is a sadhanam, a means. Shabda artha is the sadhyam. Artha, the meaning is important. Suppose, if you do not understand the subject, it is only shabda for you. Ennamo swamiji kada 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 pesite irukam. Suppose, if you know the artha, if you understand, there is involvement and you can understand the artha and you get the benefit. You can get the benefit. The Chinese language, French language, suppose person is speaking. Edavadhu puriyuma? Ore soda shabdam da. Namma kaaduke or shabdam da. But if I know the meaning, it is meaningful. So artha is sadhyam, shabda is sadhanam. Shastra shabda is a sadhanam, means that shabda must be useful, meaningful when I know the artha. Now Viveka Chudamani, I will study at home. That is only shabda. If you study Viveka Chudamani at home, only shabda. But if you come and listen in the class 1 hour, you are getting artha. Before coming to Bhagavad Gita class, how many times you might have read Bhagavad Gita?
எத்தனையோ வாட்டி படிச்சிருக்கேன். ஐ ஹோப் ஸோ படிச்சிருக்கேன்னு நினைக்கிறேன். ஆ படிச்சிருப்பேன், பட் அந்த மீனிங் தெரியலையே. ஸோ இந்த ஈவன் பேரட் ஆல்சோ கேன் டாக்னோ, பேரட் நல்லா பேசுவான் பேரட். ஸோ இஃப் ஐ டு நாட் நோ த அர்த்தா லைக் எ பேரட் மாதிரி தான். தர்மக்ஷேத்திரே குருக்ஷேத்திரே சமவேதாயு உற்சவாக என்ன அர்த்தம்னு அதுதான் தெரியாது. So therefore, Shabda is a sadhanam. Artha is, meaning is the sadhyam, goal. In this sloka, Shankaracharya tells, he is comparing a Raja. One person, I am a Raja, I am a king. When you can claim yourself as a king, emperor? When can you claim you are a emperor, sarvabhauma, king? He says, Shatru samharam akritva, without killing the enemies. Shatru means enemy. Samharam means killing. Akritva, not killing. Without, akritva means without. Not doing the shatru samharam. Without doing the destruction of the enemies, number one. And agatva akhilam bhushriyam, without occupying this territory, the land. A raja means emperor must have a place, a land, kingdom, king of which place, and we'll ask. That's why kingdom he must have. Agatva, without going to that land and without occupying, agatva means without occupying that land, without accomplishing that land, territory is mine. That is why evolved in Nesla, once you want to announce you are emperor, samrat, you have to send Rajasuya Yagam, they perform. And the Rajasuya Yagam, a horse, they will send the horse. How much distance it goes, it will go. If anybody obstruct that horse, they have to fight with this Raja, the one who has sent this horse. If they are not obstructing, if they are not fighting with Raja, means they are accepting, you are our emperor. We are all only subordinates. We will pay the tax to you. That means accepting in earth. So they are accepting the power of this king. That's why they allow this horse from their territory. So then that horse will go to another territory. If they also allow that, it will go in another territory. It will go on going like that. That means what? This Raja who has sent this horse for Rajasuya Yagam, that means the whole land, up to what distance this horse has gone, belong to this Raja. That is called Bhushriyam. Bhu means earth. Shriya means that is a prosperity, that is wealth. For Raja, wealth is land is the wealth. Raja is land. He must have killed the enemies. Or enemies are also. So therefore, akritva shatru samharam, agatva akhilam bhushriyam, without acquiring the land, without killing the enemies, Raja aham iti shabdat. By the shabda, saying, I am the king, I am the king, I am Raja. Go on telling. Like if nowadays people are there, no, Rajas, without kingdom. They are all Rajas now, without kingdom. So, Namke Vasudhi Rajas, they are not that Sarvabhauma emperor. So, I cannot become a king by just saying, I am a Raja. How many enemies you have killed? Question. How much land is under your control? How much territory you have got? Another criteria. To be a Raja, you have to kill enemies and you have to occupy, you must have a territory. In the runda illamale chumma shabdam solli I am Raja, I am the king anna king aaga mudiyuma? I can also claim. Everybody can claim. That's why to our children we put Raja and peru. Raja inga nama veetla kuda kolandhukku Raja nu koopidom. Evlo kingdom irukku avanukku? He is not a Raja. That's why he cannot claim, I am a Raja, emperor, claim pannu mudiyad. Adhe madari, Raja bhavitum na arhati. He cannot claim that I am Raja.
Arhati means he is not qualified. Bhavitum, to become a king, he is not qualified. Without killing the enemies, without having territory, by just I am Raja and Chunna, he cannot claim that he is a king. Next sloka. I will take 5 more minutes extra because that gap I have to complete. Next sloka we will read.
Aptokti khananam tatho pirakhilam.
The tune konjam change.
Pirakhila ukkarshanam.
Konjam tune change pandren. Wait.
Aptokti khananam.
Adhu varamaatengu. Konjam pause vechu. Keep the pause. Now Shankaracharya is going to tell in this sloka, next 65, sloka number 65, he is giving another example. If I give the essence, you can enjoy more later. What Shankaracharya tells, suppose a person comes and tells, you have got lot of wealth underneath where you are standing. You have got lot of nidhi, wealth. A person tells. And this person wants to get that wealth. He is interested. That wealth which already kept by his ancestors in the earth. So if he is interested in that wealth, what he has to do? He has to dig that land and he has to remove all the stones and he has to own up that wealth. He has to own up that wealth. Without digging the land, without removing the stones, just standing there, he cannot claim, I have lot of treasure, I have lot of money. By shabda, just words, he cannot become a rich person. He cannot own up that money without putting effort. Similarly, when Guru comes and tells, you are Brahman, apta ukti, a well-wisher comes and tells, you are Brahman, just like that, what I have to do? I am Brahman and chunna prayojanam illa. This ajnana, I have to remove the treasure which is Brahman inside. I have to own up. For that, what I have to do? I have to first listen from a guru, Mahavakya. Then what I have to do? I have to dig in. Enga dig pandradinga? What am I going to dig in? Do shravanam. Aptokti means is a shravanam, listening to a guru. And you have to do mananam. You have to remove this ajnana karyam. What are all problems you are having that we have to remove? All ajnana karyam. I am a wife, it is ajnana karyam. Karyam means product of, born out of ignorance. What, Swamini? I am a housewife, then correct than a. You are a housewife playing the role. Housewife is a role. But you are not originally housewife. So this is the product of ajnana. What? I am a housewife. I have taken that role as real. Priyada? That is ajnana. So to remove that ajnana, what I have to do? Shravanam. I have to listen, listen, listen. While listening also, if I am not able to understand, means there are something, raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, there are some arishad vargas are obstructing me, they are not allowing me. Or if I am having all sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, no good qualities I am having, but I have still fear, insecurity, unhappiness, engyo habitual notions, problems. Evala class lo viveka chudamani class lo I am sitting,
but my mind is full of my household problems.
In the month beginning, in the whole month, eppadina enna manage pannanum, enna pannanum, idella yosane inge Viveka Chudamani class la vandite irukum. Because I do not know. That is why we are, you know, fortunately or unfortunately. Your mind is here or not, I do not know. So there are many obstacles in the mind, they obstruct us. So I have to remove that stones. Just as this person to own up that wealth, he has to remove the stones. All these stones are covering that nidhi, treasure. Similarly, all our wrong notions, wrong habits, wrong concept, wrong attitudes are covering my Brahman nature. So I have to remove all of them. So therefore, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, I have to do. I have to do Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. These are all removing anmat. Dosha Apanayanam. All are covering. The stones, mud, all are covering the treasure. Namak and the treasure pannu chonna udane, yaravad namak and the madri kuduthirukka nalla irukkum enu thonu. The Brahman kotta vittuta. We have forgotten the Brahman. That's why people are very much eagerly waiting. Ancestors' property. Ancestors' property. Adhile irukku manasu. There are people very crazed for their ancestors' property. இது எதுக்கு சொல்கிறாருன்னா, சங்கராச்சாரிய உதாரணம், இந்த எக்ஸாம்பிள், ஜஸ்ட் லைக் தட் நிதி இஸ் ஹிடன் அண்டர் நீத் நிதி, நிதி ஆத்ம நிதி, த ட்ரெஷர் இஸ் யுவர் ரியல் நேச்சர். ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் இஃப் யூ கெட் தட் நிதி, ஹவ் யூ கேன் என்ஜாய் யுவர் லைஃப்? யூ கேன் பை எனி திங் வாட் எவர் யூ வாண்ட், யூ மேக் கேன் மேக் யுவர் லைஃப் ஹாப்பி. அதே மாதிரி திஸ் ஆத்ம நிதி, இஃப் யூ கெட் this is shashvat ananda, it gives absolute ananda, it gives. Once you get nidhi, and all government people will come. This land belongs to us only, this for this property must belong to government only, they will fight. In Andhra this is a big job is going on. Now all this is, you know, hawks and, you know, quacks, some quacks swamis, what they are telling, inga nidhi iruka anga nidhi iruka nu solli, they are cheating the people. Here there is a treasure, here there is a treasure, and they are cheating the people. That means you can understand how many people are craving for that treasure. Enna kashtapadamale varume, they are all working for that. That's why that wealth anna avvala eppadi aasha irukum, இந்த வெல்த்துக்காக நீ ஆசைப்படணும், அந்த வெல்த்து வேண்டாம் நமக்கு, இது நமக்கிட்டே இருக்கு. திஸ் ஆத்மா ஆனந்த இஸ் வித் யூ, யூ ஆர் தட். தேர் ஃபோர் ஹவு டு டிக், எப்படி பண்ணணும், அது நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் வில் ஸ்டார்ட் டிக்கிங். ஓகே, நெக் மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ்.
ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி.